AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friendly C.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Solo mission tonight. Joe on assignment. And, he'll be back with us tomorrow. We got plenty of live NBA and college basketball, NHL, NFL coaching hires, round one in the books at Pebble, the golf, all-star weekend in the NHL and the NFL. Nobody cares. Do you care? Is there money to be made? Maybe. Coach Young in hour two. We'll go through a big Friday night slate in the NBA as well. So a lot going on, that's for sure. Matthias Berbel in the mix. He's got like 60 NBA props tonight. There's only four games, but somehow Matthias has about 60 NBA props. As I've watched Austin Reeves at like three after three here in the first quarter in Boston. Mike Carver with you, and of course Joe out on assignment. Carver and Lisi, no go for the two here tonight. So, live NBA, two games happening now. And we're already off and running. I guess that with no AD and no LeBron, Austin Reeves, I guess, is going to score like 40 points tonight. What's going on so far? We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Thursday night. Mike Carver, solo mission, no Joe, out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. I thought he hit his fourth one there, by the way, Matthias. He's hit three so far, right, this Reeves?
It's killing me. Everyone that goes in, it just hurts.
We should have played him. I need Russell and Tatum to hit some threes, but I don't even know if they're playing right now the way that this game.
I'll tell you what, Carver. If Lillard would have hit those four threes last night, I don't think it wouldn't have scared me. You know what I mean? I'm afraid to pull the trigger after that.
I'm going to get to it. Don't you worry. Like you, I was up, obviously, late for me, not so late for you, last night with that Buck Trailblazer game. Oh, was that annoying. Watching this guy just brick after brick after brick after brick after brick. I mean, God. I mean, I think we had the right idea. Guy's going back to Portland. There's going to be a ton of volume. I know he hasn't been playing well, but you figured it would be. And the opportunities were there. That's what you can't complain about. The guy took 13 threes last night. God, 3 for 13 from three. And, like, I want to be mad that he didn't get the last shot because Brook Lopez was a total pig taking that last shot. But, God, that was brutal, watching him miss three after three after three after three. And he hit two, like, what was it, Matthias? He hit two, like, early in the third quarter, right, and made you kind of think there was a chance.
Yeah, he definitely did. And he had us going, Carver, I got to say. He had some really good looks in that fourth quarter. And one of them, I thought for sure it was going in.
He had good looks. He had a ton of good looks. He missed every single one of them. That was just as gutless as it gets, watching Lillard there in Portland and watching Simons go in and get the win. I mean, couldn't even beat the Blazers. Blazers are awful. Couldn't even go. It's 25 points. He took a billion shots. That was pathetic. Bucks have looked real good since Doc took over. The other guy was 30-13. They couldn't wait to get him out the door. Doc comes in. They can't win a game. Sad. Really is. Celtics were 14.5-point favorites tonight with AD and LeBron out for the Lakers. And, of course, they're losing by 9. 24-15 with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter in Boston. Live number still Celtics minus 9.5, so they're down 9. See if we can get this right. They're down 9, but they're still laying 9.5 live. So Austin Reeves is out to a very hot start for the Lakers. It's just the three threes. He's got 9 points, I believe, right? 9 points on three threes so far for him. How many assists does he have? You said you were in on the assists, or you should have been in on the assists with him.
For who?
Oh, for Reeves. He's got 11 points and 1 assist so far. But 3 threes. He's 3 for 5 from 3 already.
His magic number tonight was 4. So he's almost going to hit that in the first quarter.
Good start for D'Angelo Russell. He's 0 for 5 from the field. It's a good start. Real good start. We just love this stuff. 6 boards for Jaylen Brown. The other game going on, the Pacers are at the Garden against the Knicks, the world's most famous. 30-22, they lead them with 2 minutes in the first left in the first quarter. The Knicks, of course, they have won 8 games in a row. They went 14-2 in January, but now it is February, so that all gets washed away here. So 30-22, no Anunoby again tonight for the Knicks. So that means that I got involved once again with this Josh Hart and the double double. So. They played earlier this week. I believe it was Monday and Tuesday night. So Monday we went after the double-double. And sure enough, he missed it by 1 bucket. He had 11 boards, and we needed him to get – he had 8 points. We needed him to get 1 more basket. He couldn't do it. That was against the Hornets on Monday night. So then on Tuesday night they played the Jazz, and Anunoby didn't play again. And I said, I can't back this guy again 2 nights in a row. So sure enough, he had a triple-double on Tuesday night. So with OG out of the lineup, we tried Josh Hart again for the double-double. Not off to the best start, but he just came back in the game because he plays, you know, he'll play probably the rest of the half now after sitting a little bit here. But he's only got 1 board so far, so we need a little bit more work out of Josh Hart. And hopefully now that he'll kind of be the lead guy in this second unit here, he'll make some things happen. Cleveland's in Memphis. They're going to tip momentarily. Cleveland minus 8.5, 215 flat. The total there, and the Sixers and the Jazz get together in Utah, second half of the TV doubleheader tonight. Jazz minus 5.5, 239 is the total there. Of course, we have the Embiid news, which is not good news for Philly, not good news for him, not good news for anybody, as it looks like he's going to be out for some time here. And we'll give you all that. I'll give you all the particulars of that when we come back from break. Lateral meniscus, left knee. So he's out through the weekend, and we'll see what it's going to be beyond that. So not a good scene for the Philadelphia 76ers as they continue to just not play good basketball and are sliding down the East. And if they're not going to have Embiid for a while, they might continue to slide down the Eastern Conference standings, that's for sure. So 4 games there. We have a ton of college games as well. The main event tonight, I guess you could say, is Wisconsin and Nebraska in the Big Ten. So we will get you going on what's happening there. A lot of mid-major games tonight in a bunch of conferences. Wisconsin-Nebraska tips in about 20 minutes, so we'll give you the numbers when we come back. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Yeah, Sirius XM 159. That's a good one. Batia stuck that out from the deep cuts right there. That is a good one. Brings you back. Certainly does. So after we were killing the Celtics a few minutes ago, now they've decided to go on a little bit of a heater here. And they're doing it with, like, all the hacks out there as well. Like, the Celtics put like, the B lineup in. You know, the end of first quarter. Hauser, Pritchard, the other big dude. What's his name? The kid from the big kid. Quaida. Horford out there. So no Tatum, no Brown, no Zinger. And the Celtics get themselves a little bit of a heater, and now they're within three at the end of the first quarter, 28-25. Celtics still minus 11.5. Total at 229.5. The Pacers are running the Knicks right now. This is a bad scene for them. 41-26 for Indiana as they are out and going. Siakam's got 10. Naismith's got 10. Halliburton's got 8. Toppin returning to the Garden has 7 for the Pacers. For the Knicks, quiet so far. Brunson has 8. He looks very tired tonight, too, and I can't blame the guy. I mean, he's been dropping 30 a night. DiVincenzo's got 13. He's already, how about this guy's taken 7 threes already. I mean, he's hit 3 of them. I guess he's trying to break Lillard from last night. How many threes he gonna shoot? At least this guy hit some. Jeez. Talk about a volume play. DiVincenzo being a total pig. And Hart's doing nothing for me. So that was a bad play with Josh Hart for the double-double tonight. We'll see what happens there. Let's get to the college because there's a lot of it tonight, a lot of mid-majors. Nebraska and Wisconsin's the big game. So earlier today, Wisconsin was 1.5-point favorite. Got to a pick 'em. Got back to Wisconsin minus 1.5. I think we're right near the end of Coast to Coast when me and Scotty were looking. And now, about 15 minutes from tip, Nebraska minus 1.5. You know what that means? Ring the bell, baby. System play. The unranked team favored at home against the ranked team. Autoplay. That minus 1.5. Nebraska, we're in, baby. Let's go. Hoiberg and the crew.
I like it.
Cornfield. Let's do it.
I like it. Nebraska plays good at home, man. And you know what? This kid from Japan has been lighting it up this year, Tominaga. And his point total is only 14 points. He plays great in big games at home. I think it's a low number, Carver.
I can't play that, Matias. You're getting like Joe now. I mean, Joe's not here tonight. He's out on assignment. And you got to go throwing me college player props. Killing me. Of course I'd like to get in on this guy. I mean, why wouldn't I want to get in on this guy? But I can't get in on this guy.
I usually never have the benefit of the doubt when it comes to this.
Yeah, I can't play it. So I'm not in the mix. Not in the mix at all here. So,
man, this is like the best Nebraska team that they've had since who knows how long, man. Honestly.
They're good this year. 15-6. They've played well. And also, there could be a little bit of, and we did this earlier this week, you know, we talk about, you know, oh, the look-ahead game, with when North Carolina lost to Georgia Tech. Wisconsin's playing Purdue on Sunday. So, obviously, that's the biggest game on their schedule, the best team that they're going to play in conference all year. So, is Wisconsin peeking ahead a little bit for Purdue? Because if you're doing that, this Nebraska team, they'll cut you up. So I'm on Nebraska here, minus 1.5. The other ranked team that's playing tonight also tips in about just about 15 minutes, and that's Arizona, who's at home against Cal. Cal sucks. You just put that right out there. I mean, that's as hard-hitting analysis as you want to get. Cal sucks. They're 8-12 this year. They're pathetic. But Arizona, now Arizona's at home this week. Last week on the road, they played a pathetic team with the same number, 17.5, and they lost the game outright. So I am a little leery here. But at the end of the day, Arizona, if they even just try a little bit, I think they can get this. You know, Cal lately, Cal's playing some close games, but 73-71, 81-75.
Who are you taking for the USC-Oregon game? Because USC cannot be trusted. They did me so dirty at home when they played UCLA in that rivalry game and they got smoked by 20. It still pisses me off.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not. I don't want anything to do with USC. Now, it's a short number here. Kind of makes me think maybe USC could be to play, but nah, I'm not. I won't be involved. Not me. Oregon minus 2.5. That's a 10:30 East tip out in L.A. 146.5 the total. Both the L.A. schools are in it. UCLA tonight is at home against Oregon State. Minus 10.5. UCLA having a miserable year at 9-11. Not good for Mick Cronin as he's trying to rebuild things over there. The other Pac-12 game, as there's four of them tonight. Stanford is at Arizona State. That is at the top of the hour. Stanford, did I see this right? Stanford favored here? Arizona State said they stink. Both these teams aren't great. This is now a pick 'em, the Arizona State-Stanford game. Stanford was favored a couple hours ago. Now it's a pick 'em. The other game I like tonight, because all these other than the Pac-12 games and then the one Big Ten game, it's mid-major night in college hoops. Grand Canyon. Yes, the Antelopes are in action tonight in the WAC, and they have Seattle coming in. Grand Canyon is 19-2 this year. They've been pretty good covering the numbers as well. It's 9.5. That's a 9:05 East tip out of Grand Canyon's place. I do like that as well tonight if we're going to lay that number. And then late night, you got a bunch of really good Big West games. What was the one that Pharrell told me he was on?
I love the Big West games tonight, Carver. There's so many juicy ones. Fullerton at home against Hawaii. They always take care of business.
Fullerton's who Pharrell was on. He was on Fullerton tonight.
Again. They've had Hawaii's number for the last 6 years. Man, they've beat them in the tournament, in the Big West tournament. They beat them when Hawaii plays them at home. They've just had their number. Doesn't matter who's touching the ball in the backcourt for Fullerton, man. And you know what? Both these teams are even, you know, when it comes to their record. So big game coming up for them seeding-wise, you know, looking deeper into the thing for the Big West tournament where seeding matters so much.
Yeah, Anteaters are laying 13.5 at Cal Poly also. There's another fun one for you. And
so, Cal Poly's one of the worst teams in D1, man. Yeah, and Irvine's the best team in the Big West.
Well, the Anteaters are no joke. So I think they'll be able to cover that number as well. So plenty of college as well. There's no hockey tonight. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later. The All-Star Weekend in hockey. God, they did like a – they were picking the teams. I guess they changed. It used to do by the divisions, this 3-on-3 tournament that they have. So this year they changed it and they made team captains. Matthews, McKinnon, the Hughes brothers, Connor McDavid. They had like a big spectacle on TV picking the teams. It was awful. I think I saw Gabe tweeting about it too. He was going nuts. Like, it was pathetic. Where do they come up with this stuff? And they wonder why no one watches. Like, who's making the decisions over there at the NHL? There's, believe it or not, a lot of stuff to bet on with this thing this weekend, surprisingly. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're rolling on a Thursday night. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 on a Thursday night. Jeez. Here with you, Carver Sands Lisi. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. So we have a lot going on. We got Hit Burbell in the mix. Coach stopping by in hour number two. So very, very busy. But it doesn't happen often here during our hours of the show, but it has just happened. Breaking news, Matias. Can you believe it? Breaking news. Wow, look at that. Dun, 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 dun. You like that? The Carver and Lisi breaking news sounder that we had the crack team here behind the scenes working on that for weeks. And we finally got to bust it out. Well done, Matthias, as we have the breaking news sounder that comes into play here tonight. We have a trade in baseball. Big trade, too, here, as we're less than 2 weeks to spring training. So the Orioles were sold. You know, a big sale of the Orioles. Now, that's not all official yet, but they're going to be sold to this guy Rubenstein and these other people. So the Angelos family's selling. The Angelos family's been cheap with the team forever. So the Orioles have gotten good the last 2 years, lots of good young talent, and it's time to start adding to that good young talent. And that's precisely what they did here tonight. The Orioles have acquired Cy Young winner Corbin Burnes from the Milwaukee Brewers. So Burnes to Baltimore. This is from Jeff Passan of ESPN. Blockbuster trade with us 2 weeks ago. Baltimore gets one of the best pitchers, blah, 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 blah. Brewers will get a package of prospects that most of them probably won't even be any good. Shortstop Joey Ortiz and left-hander D.L. Hall are going to the Brewers in the trade that will send Corbin Burnes to Baltimore. So the Orioles now have a former Cy Young Award winner that can anchor their rotation with all of those great young bats that have only gotten better the last couple years as they've gotten into the mix. Oriole number, I think it maybe moved up a second. I obviously went through this about 10 minutes after the trade hit social media and everywhere else. Orioles 14-1 to win the World Series. That is the seventh team on the board. To win the AL East, they are now plus 240. They're not at the favorites. I thought I'm going to give you a little. They should be. Okay? They should be the favorites to win the AL East. You want to know why? Because they're better than the Yankees. They're better than the Yankees. All the Yankees have done this year. This is the same Yankee team. I get it. They added Juan Soto. Fine. Whatever. They added Marcus Stroman. That's not going to go well for them. They've lost pieces from their bullpen. And guess what? Everyone else is still old. Stan's still not going to play. They've got other guys that in and out of the lineup. Judge didn't play the whole entire second half. They got all kinds of problems. So Judge missed some time. I know he ended up coming back and finishing the year. But I think the Orioles are better than the Yankees right now. They proved it last year. And it's just moved as we were sitting here talking. Up a little bit more. So the Yankees now plus 150. They were plus 140 a second ago. No, Yankees now plus 150, favorites in the AL East. Orioles plus 250 AL East is pretty good. Pretty good number. What are they for the AL? Plus 550 for the whole league. Yankees are plus 440. Astros are the favorites at 4-1. Of course, they got Hader last week. Spring training comes around fast. Like the baseball offseason is... It's really stupid in the sense that they do such an awful job with free agency and things like that. Just drags on forever. The big trades drag on forever. Like NBA, like everything happens that first week in July. Just everything. Same thing with the NHL. NFL, everything happens that 1 week in March. It's like everything's done. Boom. Everybody's on the team. They're good to go. Baseball, they're still, with less than 2 weeks to go, before the season begins, who is still available here? February for these guys. Cody Bellinger still hasn't signed. Blake Snell still hasn't signed. JD Martinez, Matt Chapman, Tim Anderson, Jorge Soler, Brandon Belt, Whit Merrifield. I mean, honestly, like all these guys haven't signed. And season's, you know, spring training starts in less than 2 weeks.
The problem we're trying to solve is that there are rich teams and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap, and then there's us. It's an unfair game.
It is an unfair game. This is actually an even better list. It's February 1st. The baseball season starts in less than 2 weeks. Spring training, pitchers and catchers reporting. Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, Clayton Kershaw, Brandon Woodruff, Michael Lorenzen, Mike Clevinger, and then you get these guys suck. Noah Syndergaard, Vince Velasquez, blah, 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 blah. There's some decent relievers still out there. Stanek, Peralta did go to the Padres. We mentioned Belt. Elvis Andrews, Whit Merrifield, Rosario, Tim Anderson, Kike Hernandez, Matt Chapman. Yeah, plenty of good guys out there. Soler's a good bat too, man. He's a really good bat. I know he strikes out a lot, but he's a good bat. So there you go, baseball. Big trade. Corbin Burns to the Orioles. Let it fly. Celtics still down at home to the Lakers. You know, Lakers are giving them a real run here. And Pharrell always jokes about this whenever we're doing the games each day. If there's a team that all their stars aren't playing or their big stars not playing, like, you know, Dallas yesterday with Luka out and everyone else out, they covered that number in mini. You know, you just take the team with, that's getting a ton of points. Lakers are getting 14.5 here tonight. They're up 5 with 3 minutes to go in the half. Could Boston still close this? Sure, Boston could still end up covering this. Tatum just got hot and hit a couple threes. We needed that, Matias. 3 threes for Tatum now. I need him to get to 5.
See, I have so much on this Indiana game right now, and Halliburton has come to a complete screeching halt at 8 points, and
well,
it's bugging me.
Because, you know, the reason why I wouldn't dabble with Halliburton, and he actually has played 13 minutes. You know, the other night, Matias, he played in Boston, and they didn't play the whole fourth quarter because he's on the minutes restriction. So that makes me nervous about doing anything with Halliburton right now. This Josh Hart. It's like, you guys got no points because DiVincenzo's being a pig. He's got 4 boards. Can he just score a little bit for me? Jeez. Can we get this guy some easy buckets? Let's go here. Who else do you got in this game? You gave me a bunch of Pacers. You have a ton of Pacers.
I got Miles Turner over 1.5 threes.
Miles Turner, Siakam. Well, you got Siakam for the boards, too.
You know what? He's having a nice game.
You got 4 boards, and you need over 20.5 for his points.
Yeah.
You're on good pace with both of those, though. You're on good pace with both of those.
Miles Turner, though. What's going on with Miles Turner? Like, come on. In the Big Apple, 1-for-4. Jesus.
He's another guy, Matias, honestly. I can't play him because the swings night to night are too much. Like, there's nights where, like, you look at the box score. Miles, I just want to bring up his game log real fast just to give you some examples. Like, there's nights here. They played the Blazers on January 19th. He shot 10 threes that night. He made 6 of them. He's got nights where he goes 3-for-6. Where's another night with a lot of heavy volume? 6-for-8. He got a bunch of nights where he hits 2 or 3. And then there's nights, Matias, where he's 0-for-2, 0-for-5, 1-for-2, 1-for-4, 0-for-4. It's just there's no consistency whatsoever. Just none.
I think because he was playing in New York, you know, have the whole big city aura. Everybody likes to play good in New York. It's not like playing anywhere else. It's not like playing in Charlotte. You know what I mean? When you go to New York, you want to play well. So I thought that he would actually want to show out. Because, you know, Miles Turner, he calls himself a big-time player, a big-game player. So if you're playing in New York, that means you've got to put up some numbers.
This clown Reeves has 5 threes now. I mean, he's got 5 threes in the first half. He was plus money for 3 threes, wasn't he, Matias?
His number was actually at minus 110 for 4 threes, and it scared me off because if it would have been plus money, I would have taken it.
Okay, probably moved up, obviously, closer to tip. It probably, because who's scoring? Like, I even saw his points where it's at 21.5 or something like that at one point. But this guy's just making threes from everywhere. He's hitting everywhere.
When D'Angelo Russell, you know, he's shooting at such a low percentage tonight that, you know, he's not going to ball hog the whole time. So it's pretty much like, who has the odd hand? And it's been Reeves. So he's been creating it and taking the right shots.
Russell's 3-for-12 from the floor, but those 3 were all threes. I need him to get to 5. Can I get 2 threes from him in the second half? Lakers are up 14 here. They're up 60-46. We might have to play the Celtics at halftime, Matias. We have to get the Celtics involved. They're minus 1.5 now. I mean, they're going to lose at home to the Lakers without LeBron and AD. Let's get moving here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. Carver with you, sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. We got a lot going on. We'll do a lot of football stuff in the second hour. I got some other things to do. Coach is coming on in the second hour also. Lakers up at the half, 60-46, so a 14-point lead on the Celtics. Celtics are -1.5 live. They're -148 money line live. The total's 221.5. Been a ton of threes in this game. I think there was like, all right, 20-plus threes between both teams in the first half, which is wild. So we got to think about jumping on the Celtics here. Knicks cut into this Pacer lead a little bit. So they're at the half at the Garden, 58-51. Now the Pacers are up 7. Knicks getting 4.5 live, plus 200 on the money line, 223.5 the total in that one. Did we get anything at all from Hart before the half? No. Nothing. He's got 4 boards and assists and no points. This is going to be a bust. Brunson with 21 in the first half for the Knicks. DiVincenzo with 13. So basically two guys scoring all their points. And then the Pacers have 17 from Naismith. He's hitting 3 threes. Nothing for Miles Turner from Matias, unfortunately. The Grizzlies lead the Cavs 34-27 also. So the Cavs are off to a very sleepy start in Memphis. Second night of a back-to-back for them. After they beat Detroit last night. Sixers and the Jazz are playing later on tonight. In the college, they are underway in Nebraska between the Badgers and the Huskers. 16-6, early 10-point lead for Wisconsin. You get the Cornhuskers at 8.5 right now. I kind of want to jump into that. Let's do Huskers 8.5 with the Celtics. Let's do that. Why not? Let's have a little fun. If Joe was here, we would do it. Right, Matias? If Joe was here right now, he'd say, all right, let's go.
Well, Joe's been a Wisconsin guy all season long, right? Yeah, hasn't he been riding them?
He wouldn't back Nebraska with me, probably. You're right about that. He probably wouldn't go in. But
well, you know, what a dream start for Wisconsin, you know, on the road in a hostile environment. Best case scenario is for this team to go up 12 points, you know, early on in a place like that where you'd hope Nebraska shot up to a big leader or to a somewhat decent lead in the first half.
What can I get? What's that? Who's got that game? Is that like on Big Ten Network or something? Or
that's a Big Ten Network. That's a Big Ten Network game, yeah.
I have to put that on. To throw this on here. 9.5 now we get with them. 9.5. I'm in, man.
It's hard for me to watch Big Ten basketball because I'm a Michigan guy for a long time. And to see Michigan, man, they are absolutely terrible. Terrible this year. Man, when does Juwan Howard get put on the hot seat? Because I got to say, John Beilein didn't have a program like this. He had a consistent beast the whole time he was there.
They should bring him back. Honestly, he's doing nothing.
He was a great college coach, Carver. You know, looking at what he did in college, like his message was sent to the kids.
Great college coach. I'd bring him back in a heartbeat. I would bring him back. Arizona up 17-11 on Cal. And that game's going too. There are a few games coming down if you're a mid-major fan. Good one between Stony Brook and Hofstra tonight. Stony Brook's up 1 with 1.5 minutes to go in that game. You also have Bryant and UMBC. That's an America East tilt. That's very close. Tied at 86 with tied at 86 with 3 minutes to go in the second half. I guess if you had the over in that one, you're in good shape. A lot of these games are locked. SMU up 7 on Tulane. Farrellsaw State's up 4 on Bellarmine. Right now, so you got some pretty good mid-major games. Lumberjacks, Northern Arizona, down to Weber State at home. That's what we have cooking there. Let me get this game on here, Matias, and then I'll be able to continue on with what I want to do after I get this Wisconsin-Nebraska game. Get myself set up. This is what happens. It's a solo mission tonight. I got to make sure I got all the TVs right. I've got everything where I want to be. Oh, we got to do the golf now, too, because I'm not really going to get to that in the second hour. One round in at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and I actually did get to watch a lot of it today. Because they came down the stretch. I had it on the TV while we were doing Coast to Coast, and I saw a lot of the early action. Rory was just all over the place today. No idea what he was doing. He started poor. Then he rifled off a whole bunch of birdies on the back nine. And then he got hit with a two-stroke penalty when he got in the clubhouse for how he dropped the ball on the seventh, which was actually his 16th hole of the day because he started on the back. Just a really strange day for Rory McIlroy, who now finds himself 8 shots back. And that's because Thomas Dietrich shot a 30 on the back. And he was playing at Spyglass. He ended up shooting 9 under today, a 9 under 63 for Thomas Dietrich out at Pebble. He's now second on the board in terms of the live odds. He's 10-1 because Patrick Cantlay, he shot an 8 under 64. Cantlay was outstanding today, but he was on Spyglass as well, so he'll play Pebble tomorrow. My fear with Cantlay is, and I never bet Cantlay just because he always lets you down, and he's great on these California courses. He knows his track very well. I'm worried about Cantlay when the conditions get bad this weekend. He's just not a good bad weather player. And today was the best that it's going to be out there this whole entire weekend. So that worries me for Cantlay. And he's 3-1 live, which is a no thank you for me in terms of backing him with still a lot of holes, 3 days worth of holes left to go. And then you got this guy Pavon, who won last week. Poor Torrey Pines, and he's in third. He shot 7 under today. Where did this guy come from? Mathieu Pavon, the Frenchman, getting involved. Emiliano Grillo at 6 under. Siwoo Kim at 6 under. Great round from Ricky Fowler today. And we have a small play on him at 150-1. As he is not 4 shots back. Morikawa finished at 5 under. Aubert 4 under. Eric Cole, Dangerous Denny McCarthy, we're on him at 90-1. Sammy Burns, we're on him at 45-1. I took Burns in all my one and done pools this week too. So we're hoping for some good things out of him. But there's a few guys who are already in real bad shape. And welcome to professional golf, Nicky Dunlap, the guy that Joe's been strutting around peacocking about the last few weeks after he won the Amex and he turned pro. Of course, he was sophomore at Alabama. He's in last. He shot a 4 over today. He had a very rough day, and they showed a ton of his shots. Obviously, but he is tied for 77th at the bottom with Buckley, Hughes, and Rogers. So a very tough start for Nicky Dunlap. But good news for him is everyone gets paid in this one. So that's the good news for Nicky Dunlap, being the elevated event with only 80 players. But looking on the board, Cantlay 3-1, as we said, Dietrich 10-1, Morikawa is 11, Scotty Scheffler's 12, Pavon is 16, so is Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas played well today. That was a Cam pick this week with me, and he was 22, so you got a little bit better with him now. Hovland's 18-1. He didn't play great today. Rory dropped down to 33. He's 8 shots back. See, weather's going to be wild here this weekend, really wild. So I really think if there's anyone, I'll say right now, 3 under with 3 rounds to go. If there's anyone with a nice price at 3 under, yeah, I could consider them. What do they got Fitzpatrick at? He's at 40-1. So we got him at pre-tournament 35. He's at 40. Hovland's at 3 under. I would like a little bit more. You know, he's 6 shots back. I need a little bit more than 18. I don't care how good Victor Hovland is. You got to give me a little bit more than that. Scotty Scheffler is 6 shots back, and he's at 12. So with 3 rounds to go, 6 shots, not a lot to make up. No, there's still plenty of legwork here out at the PGA AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am for this weekend. We back Nebraska here live with the 9.5. The problem is now we need him to make some baskets. We need him to actually maybe cut into this thing a little bit. 10.5 to go in the first half, 23-8. And this kid who you wanted to take his player prop, Matias, I mean, he just shot a ball basically over the basket. So, at kid number 30.
Wisconsin, man, answering the for real test right now. If they keep playing like this, they're going to make a run in the tournament. You know who's not looking and I think is just a fake news, Carver? Purdue. All this news about Purdue, and I think that they're going to be one of the first teams that, yeah, and you know what? It's a perfect year for them to drop the ball again in the second round, I swear to God.
No, that's what they do every year. I'm not, believe me, that's, they are on the absolute no-fly zone list. There is no shot that you'll get me in on anything involving Purdue. Purdue, Tennessee, there's a few others that are there, but those two are pretty high on the board for that. Now Wisconsin's going to the line. I mean, we don't need this right now. Like, can we? We need Nebraska to settle in. I mean, Hoiberg's got to settle these guys down because this is a brutal start for them. The Embiid stuff. Lateral meniscus injury, left knee. This is when Kuminga fell on him the other night. This is allegedly separate from the left knee soreness that he had missed games earlier in the road trip, including that one in Denver. So they're still trying to figure out how they're going to go about this. I guess some of the reports late on, you know, today are saying, well, he could try play through it, just rest a couple days and play, or they could clean some things up, extended rest, be out a couple weeks. Either way, what it sounds like to me is bad news for the Philadelphia 76ers. Because Embiid barely gets to the finish line as it is. I mean, you're going to have to shut him down. And we could stop talking about, everybody's so worried about this MVP stuff. Don't worry about it. He's not winning, whether he's not allowed to win it or either way, because he's going to miss potentially a good bulk of time here. He's out through the weekend. You know he's going to be out probably longer than that. Who do they got here this weekend? Who's next for them? They're in Utah tonight. They have Brooklyn on Saturday, and they play Dallas on Monday. The All-Star break's around the corner, right? When's the All-Star break? The weekend of the 17th and 18th, right? Matias, I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. I believe the weekend of the 17th and 18th is NBA All-Star weekend. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have 8 games between now and the All-Star break. I bet my bottom dollar that he doesn't play in any of them. And that's at the minimum. The bare minimum. I would bet that he doesn't play in those games. Not good for Philly, who's already slid down to 4 and are probably going to tumble a little bit further there in the East. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll keep rocking with you on a Thursday night on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm going down a lucky town. Yeah!
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right. You know, this Reeves has 6 threes now and 25 points as the Lakers just continue to roll. They're up 16 on the Celtics. I think you're 15. Somebody's at the line making free throws. But Reeves is just, he ain't missing a night from downtown. He's having himself a day. Vanderbilt, I guess, got hurt or something, right? But he hasn't been hanging around. Vanderbilt was having...
Yeah, non-contact off after a steal, went straight to the locker room. Looks like a foot injury.
Yeah, that's a bad scene for him. That's no good whatsoever. The Pacers are up 9 at the Garden against the Knicks. They released the NBA All-Star reserves tonight. See, I'm one of those people who doesn't actually watch the All-Star games, but I like complaining about who's in them and who's not. Even though I'm not going to watch the game anyway, I like to complain about who is and isn't in them. So maybe I'll start the next hour with that after they announce these reserves. Because there's I get it, whatever. I guess if it's a popularity contest, they want the biggest names there. It doesn't matter how good they are this year. Got to have names. That's all that counts. I mean, NHL's got their dopey thing going on this weekend. I actually just saw, I was flipping around, the NFL guys playing dodgeball down in Orlando. Dodgeball. I mean, I got to watch Stephon Diggs and James Cook throwing dodgeballs at people. There's got to be something else they can do. There's got to be. I mean, you couldn't go, you can't, I mean, I know the game was a joke. You can't even go, you can't go back to some form of the game. I got to watch these guys play dodgeball down in Orlando. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.